Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Election Commission to announce poll schedule for 4 states and 1 union territory this afternoon. Government directs households with both PNG and LPG connections to surrender their LPG connection with immediate effect. 7 Indian pilgrims killed in a road accident in Gorkha district of Nepal. CBSE cancels class 12 examinations in the West Asian region, scheduled to take place from tomorrow till 10th of next month. Tehran accuses UAE of allowing its territory for attacks on Iran's Kharg Island. UAE denies allegation. And IMD issues warning for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms over most of North India till tomorrow. The Election Commission will today announce the schedule of the upcoming assembly elections in 4 states and 1 union territory at 4 p.m. Assembly polls are to be held in Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry. The term of the 294-member Legislative Assembly of West Bengal ends on 7th May. The term of the 126-member Legislative Assembly of Assam ends on 20th May. And the term of the 140-member Kerala Assembly expires on 23rd May, while the term of 234-member Assembly in Tamil Nadu ends on 10th May. And in Puducherry, the term of 30-member Assembly expires on 15th June. The Election Commission has sought a report from the Police Commissioner of Kolkata regarding the non-utilization of central forces during the clash that broke out between the BJP and Trinamool Congress workers at Girish Park yesterday. The clash occurred while the BJP supporters were on their way to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's rally at the Brigade Parade Ground. 8 police personnel and several supporters from both sides were injured. BJP's North Kolkata District President Tomognu Ghosh was hospitalized after being struck by a brick. Kolkata police registered a suo motu case. State police said 4 people have been arrested so far, including 3 BJP workers from Boranagar. The Union Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has directed households with both piped natural gas PNG and liquefied petroleum gas LPG connections to surrender their LPG connection with immediate effect. In a notification issued yesterday, the ministry said any person having a PNG connection will not be allowed to retain a domestic LPG connection or take refills of LPG cylinders from government oil companies or their authorized distributors. Such consumers are also required to surrender their LPG connection immediately. Oil marketing companies have also been instructed not to issue new LPG connections or provide refills to consumers who already have access to piped natural gas. The government said the step has been taken to prevent duplication of cooking gas supply and to ensure that LPG cylinders remain available for households that do not have access to PNG networks. The notification comes amid disruptions in global fuel supply due to the ongoing crisis in West Asia. Meanwhile, following diplomatic efforts by India, Iran has allowed 2 Indian-flagged LPG carriers to transit through the Strait of Hormuz. 2 LPG carriers, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, carrying LPG from Gulf countries, safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. Special Secretary in Ministry of Shipping, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said the vessels are now headed to Mundra and Kandla ports in Gujarat.
Shivalik or Nanda Devi?
INS Shivalik and INS Nanda Devi are Indian flag vessels carrying LPG. They safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz and are now heading towards India. They are carrying around 92,700 metric tons of LPG. Their arrival ports will be Mundra Port and Kandla Port, with expected arrival dates of 16 March and 17 March.
16 March or 17 March.
Meanwhile, in the inter-ministerial media briefing yesterday, Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, urged the citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required.
Commercial cylinders ke baare mein.
There was a considerable discussion regarding commercial cylinders, following which a decision was taken to allocate certain quantity of LPG to commercial cylinders as well. In this context, discussions have also been held with the state governments. Consequently, these commercial cylinders have been placed at the disposal of the state governments to prioritize the consumers. In this regard, the distribution of commercial cylinders has already commenced in approximately 29 states and union territories, and they have reached the consumers. Online booking currently stands at approximately 84%. However, this figure needs to improve to nearly 100%.
Aur wo consumers ko mil gaye hain.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Assam has transformed into a major healthcare hub for the northeastern region over the last 10 years of BJP-led government, reducing the need for the residents to travel to outside the region for treatment. Mr. Shah was addressing a large gathering at Guwahati on the occasion of the foundation laying and inauguration of various development projects related to the health sector. The Home Minister said Assam is the first state in India to introduce proton therapy machine within the public healthcare system and has made world-class cancer treatment facilities.
14 में से 12 कैंसर सेंटर बनाने का काम
Today, 12 out of 14 cancer centers have been completed. And modern technology like proton therapy, which is very expensive, today with an investment of 400 crore rupees, they are going to establish proton therapy in the cancer center of Assam. And Assam will be the first state to establish proton therapy in a government hospital.
Pehla rajya banega jahan sarkari aspatal mein proton therapy.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth over 2,090 crore rupees in Guwahati today. Mr. Shah criticized the Congress Party for negligence of the health sector of the state during their 15 years of rule. He also criticized the LOP in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi and Congress Party for their protest at the India AI Summit at Delhi. Later in the day, Home Minister Amit Shah will address BJP youth wing in Guwahati. The Jharkhand police have arrested six militants of the banned outfit People's Liberation Front of India in Khunti district. The SP Manish Kumar said the accused were arrested during a raid near the Tajna River following specific intelligence inputs. Police recovered an illegal pistol, live cartridges, mobile phones, documents related to extortion and two cars from their possession. According to police, the militants were involved in threatening businessmen and contractors to collect levy and were linked to several criminal incidents. In Nepal, seven Indian pilgrims were killed and several others injured after a microbus met with an accident in Gorkha district last evening. According to police, the electric microbus was carrying 16 people, including 14 Indian pilgrims, returning from the Monokamna temple when it veered off the road at Kantar in Shahid Lakhan rural municipality. The vehicle reportedly plunged nearly 200 meters down a hillside. Police said seven Indian nationals died on the spot in the accident. The victims included two women and five men who had travelled to the temple for worship. Seven other passengers were injured and have been rescued. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed all recruitment board chairpersons in the state to ensure that no disrespectful or derogatory remarks are made about the dignity and beliefs of any individual, caste, sect or religious community. Taking a strict note on the issue related to the question paper of UP Police Sub-Inspector Recruitment Examination, the Chief Minister said that such remarks will not be tolerated under any circumstances. He also instructed that all paper setters should be clearly directed in this regard and that habitual offenders must be immediately blacklisted. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has cancelled the Class 12 examinations scheduled to take place from tomorrow till the 10th of next month in the West Asian region. The board also said that exams which were earlier postponed shall also stand cancelled. It added that the mode of result declaration for Class 12 candidates in the West Asian region will be notified separately in due course. Tensions in the Gulf region have escalated after Iran accused the United Arab Emirates of allowing its territory to be used for missile strikes against Iranian positions. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has alleged that overnight attacks on Kharg Island and Abu Musa were launched from HIMARS rocket systems stationed in Ras Al Khaimah and near Dubai. The accusation comes as the confrontation between Iran and the United States-Israel coalition continues to widen, raising fears of further instability across the Gulf. The UAE government has firmly rejected the allegations, with presidential adviser Anwar Gargash asserting that the country did not allow strikes from its territory. He emphasized that the UAE remains committed to dialogue and diplomacy. Here is more from our West Asia correspondent.
Emergency teams in Fujairah in the United Arab Emirates were meanwhile carrying out cooling operations at an oil facility after an intercepted drone triggered a fire earlier. Officials said that the incident caused minor injuries to one Jordanian national but did not disrupt wider operations. In Dubai, residents in the Marina and Al Sufar districts reported hearing several loud explosions early Sunday as air defense systems intercepted incoming threats. The Dubai media office said that the blasts were a result of successful interceptions, while the Ministry of Defense later announced that 9 ballistic missiles and 33 drones had been neutralized across the country in the past 24 hours. Authorities say security forces remain on heightened alerts as tension continued to rise across West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
On the other hand, the UAE reported a new missile attack this morning, a day after Iran called for the evacuation of 3 major ports in the UAE. Iran had earlier warned of possible strikes and asked authorities to clear the ports. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has said he hopes allied countries will send warships to help secure the Strait of Hormuz, a key global shipping route. Air India and Air India Express have announced the cancellation of 14 flights today amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. However, flights have been planned from Sharjah to Delhi, Kannur, Kochi, Kozhikode, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram. Air India informed in a statement that 2 flights will also operate from Ras Al Khaimah to Kozhikode and Kochi. The airline said these flights will be operated subject to slot availability and conditions prevailing at the time of operation. A Pakistani terrorist was killed during a joint operation by the Indian Army and Jammu and Kashmir Police in the Uri sector of Baramulla district today. The army said the infiltration bid along the line of control was foiled in the Buchar area during the intervening night of 14th and 15th March. The operation was continuing till the last reports came in. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a 2-day visit to Brussels, Belgium starting today at the invitation of European Union, EU High Representative and Vice President Kaya Kallas. Dr. Jaishankar will interact with the foreign ministers of the 27 EU member states at the Foreign Affairs Council meeting. Ministry of External Affairs informed that during the visit, the minister will also hold meetings with the leadership of the European Union and his counterparts from Belgium and other EU member states. The ministry stated that the visit of Dr. Jaishankar is expected to deepen India's strategic partnership with the European Union. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu and Kashmir till tomorrow. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall, likely at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till tomorrow. Meanwhile, thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand until Thursday. Similar conditions are expected over Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. The IMD said heatwave conditions are expected over Vidarbh for the day. The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, has busted an organized gold smuggling and an illegal melting racket operating in Delhi and Kolkata. The Ministry of Finance informed that the operation resulted in seizure of gold, silver and Indian currency, collectively valued at over 14 crore rupees, and the arrest of 6 persons. It added that over 8 kilograms of gold, valued at over 13 crore rupees, 7 kilograms of silver, valued at over 19 lakh rupees, and Indian currency of over 51 lakh rupees, were seized during the operation. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission to announce poll schedule for 4 states and 1 union territory this afternoon. Government directs households with both PNG and LPG connections to surrender their LPG connection with immediate effect. 7 Indian pilgrims killed in a road accident in Gorkha district of Nepal. CBSE cancels class 12 examinations in the West Asian region, scheduled to take place from tomorrow till the 10th of next month. Tehran accuses UAE of allowing its territory for attacks on Iran's Kharg Island. UAE denies allegation. And IMD issues warning for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms over most of North India till tomorrow. And with that, we end the midday news.